WTF WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Margaret Carrero at the Oscars in Hollywood, where Robert Downey Jr. took home his first Oscar for his supporting role in Oppenheimer, the film with the most nominations. Daveine Joy Randolph picked up her first Oscar as well for her supporting role in The Holdovers, giving a lovely and tearful acceptance speech in which she thanked her mother and others who have stepped in her path, who have ushered and guided her. The Oscar for Best Adapted Screenplay went to American Fiction. Anatomy of a Fall won Best Original Screenplay. Now with more CBS News, here's Linda Kenyon.
President Biden has delivered his harshest criticism yet for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for the way he's waging the war in Gaza. CBS's Skylar Henry says Netanyahu is punching back.
Prime Minister Netanyahu said that the president was wrong on both counts as it relates to him not having the support of the Israeli people on the nation's interests and its policies, as Israel intends to move forward into southern Gaza, a refuge for millions.
Biden also said that Israel will be crossing a red line if it invaded the Gaza city of Rafah without first getting civilians out of harm's way. Haiti residents are facing escalating gang violence while a state of emergency has been extended. CBS's Christian Benavides is following.
Gangs have filled a power void left by the assassination of the president in 2021. Prime Minister Ariel Henry was appointed, not popular, and is facing calls to resign. He's in Puerto Rico, unable to return home after traveling to Kenya to push for a UN-backed police force.
Some strong words from the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee about an aid package for Ukraine that remains stalled in the House.
If we don't stand by Ukraine right now, the rest of the world should never trust us again.
Senator Mark Warner tells CBS's Face the Nation the world is watching. Congress is set up for another fight with TikTok, moving to approve a ban that would require the Chinese company that owns it to either sell its U.S. affiliate or shut it down.
House lawmakers are pushing ahead with a vote this week despite a revolt by angry users. Some lawmakers say the Chinese-owned app poses a national security risk and could be used to spy on Americans.
That's CBS's Jerika Duncan. South Carolina forward Camila Cardoso was one of six players ejected from the Southeastern Conference Tournament Championship game after she shoved LSU's Flasia Johnson to the floor late in the fourth quarter.
And quickly, things escalate on both sides, both coaching staffs coming out to try to pull their players away.
That sound courtesy of ESPN. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night. Oh, let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Straight wrung out of my tidy white. I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, so, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Gonna save my soul. save my soul. And I still believe in rock and roll. And I still believe that rock's gonna steal the show. But now the times are changing, and rock is slowly fading into obscurity. But I still got those memories. But now the times are changing, and rock is slowly fading into obscurity. But I still got those memories.
Lord waxing heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Mickey Magnum there. Brand new stuff from his latest album, Avenging Spirit. I Still Believe in Rock and Roll before that. That song actually just had a video release. You can check Mickey Magnum's Facebook page or YouTube page for the brand new video for that. Good evening, everybody. My name is Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy, original hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin until midnight tonight. I'm not going to do a lot of talking tonight. I'm very much under the weather, and it sucks. But we're still going to rock and roll tonight. Music on the way this half hour. We'll do some Autumn Reverie, also some Bon Scorpion. M. Shell recorded an interview with Avenues earlier this week. We're going to hear that interview at 10:30. Plus, we'll do Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock tonight. Love to hear what you're doing tonight. Feel free to send me a text, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text from the Civic Media app. M. Shell recorded an interview with this band last week. You can catch the podcast right now at maxincradio.com. H1Z1. And hard. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Yeah. are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I close my eyes and reunite.
original hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin with Johnny Likes Noise on Max Inc. Heavy. If you look at the cover of that album from Johnny Likes Noise, you'll see the future host of Max Inc. Heavy, M. Shell, on that cover. It's pretty cool. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Before Johnny Likes Noise, we heard Autumn Reverie with Stalemate and Bond Scorpion with Grave as Angel. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, the interview with Avenues that was recorded by M. Shell. We'll get that on the air for you. And Essential Last Crack at the top of the hour. Max Inc. Heavy is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass, three locations in Madison. And you can shop online, igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie, come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in beautiful downtown Sun Prairie. You can see the full menu and all the upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com. St. Patrick's Day is Sunday, March 17th. Let's party! It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring Super Tanker, Iron Plow, and Cindy Set My Hair on Fire, and hosted by Mad Radio's morning show, John and Gordy. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, St. Patrick's Day Special, presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
thank you for listening to Max Inc. Heavy. It's M-Shell, and I'm here with Sean Brooks of Avenues, a Midwest punk band with a throwback pop punk sound since 2006. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for addressing it as Avenues. We always get the Avenues, which is always kind of frustrating or annoying once in a while, getting the names messed up here and there, but much appreciated.
Absolutely. I know little things get missed like that all the time in the music world, I'm sure. So
absolutely.
Yeah, so where does the name Avenues come from?
Well, that's a good question. So when we first started this project and formed the band, sitting in the basement practicing, and it was kind of an afterthought of coming up with a name. So originally, the first name we came up with, we wanted to use Postcards from Ann Arbor, but felt that was a little too bubblegum pop punk and emo sounding. And then later found out that it was already a name taken. So trying to find band names, it's always a fun time of lots of Google searching and social media searching, trying to find something that's not taken. So once we found out we couldn't use that name, we just decided to kind of go back, simplify things, and just wanted a one-word band name that can kind of sound kind of punk and fit the genre that we're going for.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it does exactly that. So tell me a little bit about Avenues. Where do you guys come from?
So we're based out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. As you mentioned, formed back in around 2006 by Vin. So he was the one kind of putting the band together. And a few years later, my twin brother and I met up with him and Joel, our original drummer, to kind of start this project off. And from there, it just started as kind of a fun once a year doing Halloween shows, and then kind of progressed into being a lot more and having a lot more fun with it, being able to put out a couple of EPs and actually start to get onto festivals and tour and all that good stuff. And later on, after Joel had some health issues, our friend Mark Allen from Austin, Texas, we played many shows with him, and he was always on tour. We decided to ask him to kind of fill in to drum for us, and got to the point of him flying up to do some touring and festivals, to eventually him actually moving to Milwaukee. So it's been a great home for us and a nice central location to be able to hit the road and do it quickly.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys play outside of Wisconsin pretty often. Whereabouts, where can our listeners find you outside of Wisconsin?
Yeah, so, we've been all over the place. Obviously, a lot of stuff throughout the Midwest, out on the West Coast. Gotten up to Canada a handful of times, and this past summer, very fortunate to get invited to play the Sailor Jerry Music Festival, and that actually took us out to Hawaii for a week, so that was a super rad time.
Yeah, anytime you can play a festival in Hawaii, definitely take that option.
Right?
Awesome. Well, it sounds like you guys definitely have a lot of great things going for you, a lot of opportunities, and you're playing out. It sounds also like you have a new album that just dropped as well.
Yeah, so this one's been out for over a year or two now. Had some fun hiccups with it, and hence why we named it We're All Doomed. Originally started, I think, trying to get this thing going back in 2019, to be honest. We're demoing ideas. We're down at Atlas Studios in Illinois, demoing, getting things rolling for it. And then into the project, find out that Mark actually got really sick and had to be sidelined almost for an entire year. Didn't want to record the album without him, so we just kind of waited till he got healthy and just played some shows with some fill-in drummers and friends just to keep ourselves busy. But then later came back together once he was healthy again, scrapped the entire album, and then found out that Atlas Studios closed. So then, in that whole progress, rewrote everything to get the album going again and find a path forward. So then we ended up choosing the Exchange Recording Complex here in Milwaukee to work with engineer Kevin Arndt. So we're trucking along on that program, and then COVID hit. So then that put us in a nice waiting pattern again, where trying to find a way to finish it, we ended up doing some of the tracking at our home studios, and sending that over to Kevin to get mixed and edited into the album, which he did a fantastic job making it very streamlined, and you can't even tell the difference from what we recorded at home or what was actually done in his studio.
Wow, that's the definition of pivoting to try to get an album out, and that's sometimes how it happens.
Exactly. The whole thing is, not trying to get discouraged and just try to find some positivity to it. So, overall, we were very happy with how the album turned out. And then, the hindsight of looking back and actually putting out better songs and better content, in our opinion, on it, that really put together a nice package.
How many albums do you guys have out total?
Currently, if I can remember correctly, we've done a handful, 3+ EPs. This last album, We're All Doomed, that was our first full length. And, that one took us the longest time to put together, just, being able to fund it and, the time it takes to get it all going. So that's basically what we have in the backlog. But currently working on more material to get another EP rolling and then probably follow that up with another full length. But just trying to find the time to do it.
Never enough time in the day, as they say. So,
exactly.
Do you guys do any music videos or anything like that? Do you have plans to do any?
Yeah. So what we did for "We're All Doomed," a handful of the singles we did release videos for. So the one song that we released first as a single was "Devious," and that kind of took more of a political side back in 2020, 2021-ish. That was more of an animated music video. And from there, we kind of did a spooky Halloween vibe version for the song "Lights Out." And then the last three we did took probably about better part of a year releasing, but it was like a narrative with a common character that was kind of a skeleton ghost that we did three videos for that all kind of tie together for "Blood on the Moon," "Transistor Radio," and "Straitjacket."
You said you have music videos for all of those?
Correct, yeah. So, wow. Unfortunately, we would have loved to have had them, before we released the album, but because of COVID and all the other fun stuff going on with it, they were all kind of pieced together after the fact. And then learning how long it actually does take to, work with a video engineer to get everything going and how long it takes to film, edit, and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, you are not wrong. Absolutely. A lot more work than people would assume. So do you have any upcoming shows you want to talk about?
Sure. The next two that we got, we're kind of doing over St. Patrick's Day weekend. So Friday, March 15th, we'll be at the X-Ray Arcade in Cudahy, and we'll be supporting Flatfoot 56 and Coffin Cats. And then the following day, we're going to make the long, long drive down to Lincoln, Nebraska to play with our friends, the Killigans, for their 20th year St. Patrick's Day show that they've been doing and hosting for 20 years, obviously.
Wow, that's an awesome way to spend St. Patty's weekend for sure. Busy, but out there killing it.
Trying to, at least, and then staying out of trouble, too. So get out there, not being Milwaukee for the Shamrock Shuffle, right?
Yeah, that is one way to do it for sure. So where can we find your music and stay in touch with you guys?
Obviously, we're on all of the main social media platforms. The ones that we heavily engage on are more or less Facebook and Instagram. As far as music, Spotify, Apple Music, or we love to use Bandcamp as a way to kind of engage and then, not let, Apple and Spotify make all the money and helps us kind of get funds to, make new albums and stay on the road.
And every little bit helps. Definitely agree with you there. Bandcamp is an awesome resource for bands. So that's great to hear. It sounds like you're doing all of the right things and making it outside of Wisconsin, which is always exciting to see our Wisconsin bands do that. So thank you so much, Sean. I really appreciate your time. Thanks for tuning in to Max Inc. Heavy. This is M. Shell. We'll talk to you soon, Sean.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Enough for me to see the person that she had become. Last night, there was a jailbreak.
Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Avenues and Straitjacket. Thanks to the band Avenues and M. Shell for the great interview this evening. If you tuned in late and you want to hear it again, don't forget you can hear the replay on Sundays and any Max Inc. radio replay on Sunday, 6 to midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network. And you can grab the podcast anytime, too, at maxincradio.com. Coming up, we've got Essential Last Crack. What is your Essential Last Crack? Maybe I'll play yours at 11 o'clock tonight. And we got new music on the way from Carbellion. We'll do some Rotten Tommies in a couple of minutes. Right now, it's the Knowing Unknowns on Max Inc. Heavy.
Here we go!